such a spirit in mass, such a spirit in breath. The demons coming after my neck. Never be the what the fuck you expect. Watch what you project. My head hang high, eyes hang low. I can see through fake niggas with my eyes closed. It's a long road to toe when you dare broke. Stretch my pocketbook from Tennessee to Oslo. So I prosper and I breathe. I'm a peaceful. How I big, league, oceans of intellect to keep my people healthy. Eating off sun's blessings, getting high in the evening. Yeah, but my memories be deceivingly. Yeah, but my memories be deceiving. Yeah, so I be on drugs from here to everywhere to show me from catching another feeling.
Podcasting live from an undisclosed location. It's El Ketter and MIC.
Hey, hey!
With the clandestine transmission here at imaginination.com. Not .com, .com.
Word.
We're a little out of sorts this evening.
We're out of sorts every evening.
We are usually out of sorts, but we're particularly out of sorts right now. Because technology.
Technology!
Yes. In the background. New music from Zombie. It's called Bloom. You got people yelling outside. I have no idea what's going on. Somebody outside is out of sorts. Hey, they fighting, Mike? What's going on? While he investigates... To start this evening's podcast off, and I say this evening, regardless of when you happen to be listening to the show, I know it might be the morning, it might be midday, might be getting you through your work day.
Midday workout.
Hump day, not hump day. You might be humping. Could be humping right now.
I'm listening to this on the train.
You never know. You could be humping it.
It's true.
On the train. Or the bus. Or... your dogs. Or you could be hanging out with your dog.
It's true.
Or you could be eating a hot dog.
Which is not a sandwich.
No. Or you could be outside my window right now yelling like a goddamn fool.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I want to just hang the microphone out the window. This is preposterous.
Yo, so it's only because it's been going on for like 15 minutes now.
It's been a lot worse though. Sometimes they go on and on. It'll be a few hours.
I can't figure out where it's coming from.
I told you about the incident a couple, like last month or whatever, where there were people like yelling out there for like 2 days straight, carrying on. Yo, it was crazy.
Oh, okay, now I think I remember. Oh
man, it was totally crazy town. But yeah, that's what happens outside of Imagination HQ. People lose their goddamn minds and act a fool. And MIC shakes his head. To start the show off this evening, again, I need to stop saying this evening. Just next time I say this evening, go.
This is pokey.
To start the show off, this show, this podcast,
yes.
The one that you're listening to right now.
This is called The Show.
This is called The Show. Your bally's on. On.
You can't talk about Slick Rick anymore.
No. Music from Cities of Eve. As I was playing that track, M. Cody of Sister Sight, LittleFishInc.com, said, "What's this?" And I told her what it was, and she was like, "I like that." So that gets the M. Cody thumbs up seal of approval. The name of that track was Isolation Quarters from his new Your Discretion is Trust LP. It's been out for a few months. So if it's not brand new, it's new to you. And if you happen to be a sheep herder, it's new to use. It's true, Mike.
It is true.
It's true. That pun right there, that was on the level of the dog puns I was talking to you about a little while ago.
Yo, Ketter's dog with dog puns, that with sheep puns.
I'm fine with sheep puns. Sheep and goats, fine.
Oh,
sheep puns are bad. Very, very good.
Good
job. M. Cody with the pun for the win.
Good sheep pun.
Yes. What's going on with you, Mike?
Not much. Chilling like a villain.
Like a villain, eh? I heard you had the day off from work today. Unlike myself.
You give the villains the day off. You gotta go to work.
Yes. True. It's sad. Sad but true.
The state said go home. So I did.
Spend time with your dog today?
Yeah.
Take for a walk?
Nah. It's shitty out there.
Did you spend some time pretending to be him on the internet, though?
I did. I'll do that.
Did you use any of that,
No dog puns today.
No dog puns, no dog baby talk.
No dog baby talk. I think I might wish somebody a birthday. That's about
that's,
it.
That's close to dog baby talk.
That's about it.
They are really acting. They are really acting up out there. It's crazy. And now we're opening the window. I just heard multiple fucks and motherfucks. A honking car horn.
Uh-oh. How long?
Oh boy. And on that note, we're gonna go back to the music. Got more music coming up for you. I don't know what's going on. This is what happens when we don't do a podcast for like 3 weeks. We get back together and we got people outside just losing their minds. We got dog puns.
It's true.
That's why they're yelling out there. That guy heard that lady make a really bad dog pun and
he's like, "Yo,
slapped the shit out of her.
I see you on Twitter talking like a baby. Stop doing it."
Yeah.
It's not cool.
Cause it's their dog. And like she talks like a baby in the dog's name, and it makes him mad because it's not consistent. They have no character.
Right.
This is just terrible. So don't do that, especially if you got a minor celebrity dog. keep in character. We're gonna keep in character, keep you in character with more music. Coming up next, newish music from Kalela. It's Hallucinogen, title track from her new EP. Enjoy that right about now. I'm the Clandestine Transmission here at ImageEyeNation.com. We'll be right back.
take you home. Cause it's so rare that I'm here. Don't plan on staying too long. So you should come here. Sit your ass on this throne. It's a special affair. Better act like you know who I am. Who I am.
I turned the microphone on. I did the same thing last podcast where you were talking and the microphone wasn't on. Now I did the same thing where I was talking and the microphone wasn't on. So yeah, we're back. And you would know that as soon as we come back from playing some music, that the people outside start yelling again. Yeah. That's crazy.
They want to be on the podcast.
Apparently.
I need to go outside and do some more flyering. Just say, yo, just do the special knock, and we'll let you inside.
The logo is coming. I had intended to get, like, some, like, cards or some flyers or something ready for, like, BingCon so that they were at least on the table to hand them out to people, you know what I mean? Be like, hey, podcast. Get your podcast here. But, yeah.
Sorry.
I wasn't able to get that together. The logo is almost like is like 90% made.
I don't even want to see any pre-logos.
No. And so it's coming. So it's something. Not that this is important to anyone listening right now because they are already aware of the podcast. And chances are they're somewhere
they will never see
a flyer or a sticker or anything.
They might want some swag. We'll let you know how to get the swag. We'll mail it out to you in a sketchy envelope.
Might have a sketch on it actually. That's an envelope with a sketch.
It's like we're in prison.
Yeah, possible.
And like we're sending people letters with art and stuff on it.
I always liked that. When we were on the terrestrial radio and we would get the jail mail.
That's the best.
It was always good. So, you know.
Just to hook it up, do some design. designs, cool artwork.
Yeah, it was always good.
We write letters to people.
In jail.
In jail or out of jail?
You need to write letters to people from jail.
Yo, that'd be awesome.
What you need to do is you need to get somebody who's in jail to put you on their guest list, on their visitors list. Go and visit them, and while you're there, don't talk to them. Just write letters to other people and be like that you are writing from jail.
That works.
Do that. And write to free people. Don't write to people, other people who are in jail. Write to people who have their freedom.
To my peoples on the outside.
Yes. But write to them like they're in jail.
They are.
You know, tell them to hold their head and all those sort of cliches.
Prison of the mind.
I think you should do it. Make that happen. I'd like to see you do a Tumblr. Do that as a Tumblr, and then put them all on the internet.
Tumblr.
Better yet, write the letters from jail to people about how they're in jail, and write it all in dog baby talk. Do that.
I'll write dog baby talk letters to dogs that are on lockdown.
No, because they're
from,
no, cause they're
are from a dog. Because they're in the pound.
You know, don't do that because their time is limited. If they're in the
that's why I gotta do
if
it.
If they're
fast.
On lockdown, that means they're on death row.
They
so
are.
You know, don't waste their time. They got better stuff to do.
What are they gonna do? If you want a kill shelter, you gotta get adopted.
Maybe they
can break out.
Maybe they should be planning their breakout. Maybe they got some shit that they gotta work through before the end.
That's shit we never hear about, but I know it happens.
What, dogs breaking out?
Dogs breaking out of the lockup. Like just running for it.
See, I'm personally, that's not a story I'm interested in. I'm more interested in Dog Green Mile. Where there's like a big mean looking dog who has like secret magical powers. He heals the warden.
Disney's working on it, son. That'll be your next animated special.
All Dogs Go to Heaven Part 6. Which I'm sure probably exists, actually. That movie probably exists, but.
All those Air Bud movies? There's like 1,000 of them.
Absolutely.
Them shits go straight to Netflix.
Not even. You can't even get Air Bud on Netflix, man.
They go straight
to... That's going to...
Straight to CVS checkout line.
That's going to, like, Netflix.
Just goes...
The boot, it's like the Redbox version of Netflix.
Skipping right over Redbox.
Yeah.
Not even going there. You'll find it at a truck stop. Truck stop DVD. That's how low it is.
Wow.
You go over Redbox, right to the truck stop. DVD doesn't even have a little case. It's just in a little sleeve.
It's not on DVD. It's on CD. It's not on Blu-ray.
Oh, shit.
You get that movie on floppy disk.
CD-ROM. You got to play it on your computer.
No, seriously. It's crazy.
Oh, man.
Comes on one of those little cards that the games for Sega Master System used to come on.
Sega Master System.
Yes.
Go way back, Mike.
I'm gonna go way back right now. Tell the people what they heard during that last music break. That'd be helpful.
That's nice. You got friends outside who wanna
maybe
chip in with some requests.
Right now, in the background, music, new music from Luke Vibbert. It's called Knockout. It's from his Bizarster LP. A lot of Nice beats on there. Instrumental beats. A little drum and bass. A little like little club stuff. A little stuff like this that's playing in the background.
Sounds good.
It's, got a little... It's the wonky beats.
Call it
the wonky beats.
Wonky bass line.
Before that, you heard... You heard me cough. Apparently, I need a little water. Heard music from the internet.
You did.
Odd Future Affiliates, the internet. The Special Affair from their Ego Death LP. Really solid. You know what? I'm gonna interrupt myself.
What are you doing?
To get my water out of my bag because
you were dying a slow coffee death over here.
It's just annoying.
So yeah, Internet album Ego Death.
My water.
Check it out. We played a few tracks from them off the in the last several podcasts.
No.
No,
we've been threatening to play a song off the album. No, we have not.
Yes, we did. No. I could have sworn I put it on one of the playlists I brought over here.
You did, but we never played it.
Didn't make it on there?
And you know what?
I feel like we had this conversation before.
Yes, I do.
Anyway.
I feel like my water's not in this bag. No, there it is. All right.
Woo!
Jesus Christ!
So check that Internet album out. We dig it.
Yes, ego death.
You'll dig it.
Nah, it's dope.
It was before that.
And before that was Kalela.
Knockout.
With Hallucinogen. Like I said, title track from her new EP. And contrary to what I said before the last break, that was not the first song I played. That was actually the second song I played, and we started that set off with River Tiber with Lost from his When the Time is Right EP. So yeah, I've done that occasionally. You know, you got the songs loaded, and you forgot what you loaded up, so you think that the song you're gonna play after that is the one that you already have in lined up and ready to go.
Got it.
And you don't realize until you hit play, and you're like, oh shit, this isn't the song I just said I was gonna play.
Knockout.
And because I'm not the type of guy to like stop recording the podcast and be like, hey, I'm gonna go switch it.
Let's not do that.
No. No chicanery. That's
not at all.
It's one of our mottos here at the Clandestine Transmission. No chicanery. Shenanigans, yes. Plenty of shenanigans. Shenanigans all day long, all night long. 24/7.
We will not cross that line.
But at chicanery, that's where we draw the line. It just won't happen. That's our pledge to you.
It's true.
That's right. That's what you get. That's what you get. Exactly.
Shenanigans.
Hey. Hey, we're not gonna start that again. I totally forgot where I was going with that. But
you know what
we're gonna go with that? We're gonna go back to the music. That's where we're gonna go.
Let's do it.
Go right back. You look tired. You been up since early this morning?
No.
Oh, you got a little droopy.
I'm still beat from the weekend. So.
Oh. Well, we'll talk about that maybe.
Sure.
We'll talk about that off the air. I'm sure you got some fun stories.
Oh, I got some fun stories.
MIC's got tons of fun stories. But what are we gonna do? We're gonna do this whole thing right now.
What thing are we doing?
Well, we got four songs lined up.
Nice.
And they're all cover songs.
You do
they're
it.
All cover. They're all cover songs. Some of them are songs you're gonna know real well. Maybe not so well. But they're all by current musical acts.
Mm.
Yeah, it's about to get a little weird. That's okay.
Let's get weird.
Coming up first, we got something that you might have heard if you read the blog, the Image Ideation website. It's Eyes Without a Face from Philadelphia's Lush Life. Cover, of course, of the Billy Idol classic.
Yes.
I was listening to Billy Idol in the car the other day, actually. We had the Billy Idol Greatest Hits.
Ooh.
So, we're flipping around. Skipping over Moni Moni. Getting into like the Eyes Without a Face, getting into the White Wedding, getting into, you know, Rebel Yell. That's what we were into. good times.
It was.
We're going to let you hear that right now. Here on the Clandestine Transmission at ImageEyeNation.com. We'll be right back.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. Man, I'm nothing but tired. I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire, you can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for fire, even if we're just dancing in the dark. Getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face. Man, I ain't getting nowhere. I'm
of the Wayback Machine. It's a clandestine transmission. Elketter, M.I.C.
Yeah, yeah.
With the sounds of Blank Body in the background. Carded for NyQuil.
So it happens to me every time I go to the Walgreens.
Carded for DayQuil. Luckily, you've got your prescription DayQuil card.
Order through the internet.
Nice.
Gallons of DayQuil.
Just comes in a drum. Big drum. And you dip your face in it.
Take a bath in the DayQuil. And it's just soaking to my pores.
Like the solvents. Oh yeah.
Keeps me right. You don't need the low carb diet. You don't need to go vegan. You don't need to, you know, eat healthy and use crystals and shit like that.
Just pour some Tussin on it.
Just soak yourself in a bath of Tussin. You're gonna read about this on Pinterest or Facebook. I'm telling you, that's the key. Helps with your skin. It's great. Might leave a little orange glow to you when you get out for a while, but you know it lasts about a week.
Wow.
John Boehner loves it. It's called the Boehner Bath.
Boehner. Wow. But yeah, we did just finish a 4-song set of random ass covers. We got to the crib tonight and we're like, what are we gonna play? We're like, yo, there's a bunch of like random covers out right now. Let's just play those.
Yes. I was like, yo, we don't have enough energy to make the all cover show, but we can do that.
I mean, 4 songs. that's a pretty good run.
Right. There's a lot of, I don't know, people love doing cover songs. Every time I go online, someone's doing a show covering somebody. But I just saw today Beach House covered Weezer in one of their shows. This is how people
do shows.
What did
I see this week? I saw a dude cover Radiohead's Creep.
I'm saying, see?
On the ukulele. You need on the bus.
That was awesome.
I was so psyched. That shit really did make my day.
You haven't heard Creep until you've heard it on a ukulele.
Because, like, I got on the bus and I saw him with his ukulele, and he's a kid who rides the bus with me all the time.
And he doesn't have the ukulele.
And he
never
has a ukulele. He's usually wearing headphones. Usually, you know.
He forgot his headphones as well that day.
I think he may have, actually.
And he said, I'm going to have to start busking.
And he had the ukulele, and he was talking to somebody on the phone. So he wasn't playing the ukulele. He just had it. And you know, of course I noticed the ukulele, and I'm like, huh, I wonder what's up with this. He gets off the phone.
You were secretly hoping he was going to play that ukulele.
And he starts playing the ukulele, yes. and I was like, yes. And he's playing he's kind of just, you know, noodling on the ukulele, basically. But I can hear he's, like, playing in between, like, different random things. He's working in, like, little
pieces of songs.
Like, mm-hmm. I swear he was playing Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer at one point. You know, the signature guitar mm-hmm. line on the ukulele. And I was like, yo, I wonder if this dude is going to play anything. Like, play something. And two guys got on the bus, and they looked at him, and they were like, do you sing? Because he was, you know, he's noodling on you. He's like, yeah, I can sing. And they said, well, sing us something.
Yes!
So he sang something that was like his, it was like one of his songs. And it was good. It was a good little song. They asked him if he could sing something else. And he was like, "Oh, do you know Creep by Radiohead?" And they didn't know it. I mean, because they're random dudes from Springfield, so they don't know Radiohead. And I just kind of like, I was sitting across from him, and I looked at him, and I was like, I nodded my head. I was like, "I know Creep by Radiohead." Absolutely. And he immediately he started playing it. It was fantastic. I was like, "Yes!"
Yeah,
I was like,
man.
"Yes!" This is the best. This is the best thing ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
More cover songs on the bus, people.
Absolutely.
Make it happen.
Less
playing your loud ass phone.
Less
music.
Jump man. Out of the
jump man.
Out of the out of the Bluetooth speaker. I will say this. At least the kids finally got hip to the Bluetooth speaker. So now they're not just playing their shitty music on their phone. They're playing it, and it actually has like a little bit of bass to it. And
hear it a little bit better. Yeah, that's always been my beef.
So it's more like, the days of the boombox, basically. Yeah.
Because the phone, phone speakers are better.
They get better,
but they're still terrible.
Yeah.
So if you're playing music out of your phone, it's terrible. But if you play it out of a Bluetooth speaker, it's less terrible than playing it straight out of your phone. But the problem now is that it's so much louder. Like, I'll hear people walking down like a block away from me and be like, is that somebody's car? No, it's not. It's somebody with their little Beats Bluetooth thing on full blast playing Migos or some nonsense.
Well, and it's always something like I said the other day, the dude was playing the Jumpman at the bus stop.
Yeah, man.
Or whatever that song really is.
Post Malone, the White Iverson. It's too early for the White Iverson. Even if you cannot play that song before the actual Allen Iverson would get up. That's the rules. So you can't play that shit at like 7 a.m. He ain't getting up that early.
Yeah, it was like 6. It was like 6:45. We're playing that.
He ain't going to practice at 7 a.m.
Is Allen Iverson still even playing? Allen Iverson's not still playing ball, is he? Jesus Christ.
Maybe he's playing overseas still. I know he was trying to do that. I should look that up. The thing that sucks is he needs to come back now that that song's out. Someone should sign him.
To a rap contract or to a... Because he did...
You know what?
He did try his hand at that at one point.
I want Iverson to come back and play ball. The problem is Iverson's going to come back and want to rap more. He's going to hear that and be like, yo. And that's the thing. I know there's like a Rick Ross version with him. And I'm
how is there...
How did you not get Allen Iverson to rap like on that song with you?
How is there not like a version of that, like a Jumpman remix with like Iverson and Shaq... like freestyling back and forth, and like how is that thing?
I don't know,
because it's 2015. I think
somebody needs to make it happen.
It's time for a return of the Shaq Fu.
We return to a time where we had a lot of basketball players rapping, a lot of athletes rapping.
Yeah,
I was talking about Deion Sanders the other day, and I was like, oh man, all these dudes used to make like rap music or songs or something.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if I'd call anything that Deion Sanders did a song per se. It was really terrible.
Must be the money. Turn them on.
I remember. You really did not need to remind me. I remember.
Oh damn.
I know, it's really weird. You like today you got the actors becoming rappers, the rappers becoming actors. It was really popular at one time for the sports stars to try their hand at the rapping.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the rappers to become sports stars. I think that'll be the interesting thing. Like we saw like Rick Ross like try to like break into the NHL or something.
Yeah, no, except for Master P. I'm trying to think of guys that were
Master P. That were
you know good enough to play, you know, get pretty far. I mean, MC Hammer played like baseball. Farm league, like ball.
Pete Nice played played ball back in the day, but that was prior to him becoming Pete Nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of guys that are like you know, two sports stars, rapping and balling.
I got Cameron. Cameron had a bit of a career, like a college ball or something like that. So
I'm sure there's somebody out there that's some new up and coming fancy MySpace rapper I don't know about that plays. That's like rides the bench for some NBA team. That's like a rapper.
And of course, Suge Knight. He had that was a pretty interesting sports hip hop crossover.
He played football.
He did. You went UNLV.
Yeah. Oh, Suge.
So we got out of the Wayback Machine and they got right back into it with all that. Like I was saying, we played you a little set of cover tracks, cover songs.
Cover it up.
Cover your tracks. That's going to be my cover blog.
Nice.
Start that. It's not going to happen.
It's a good name.
You heard a cover of my screen. Cover of Erykah Badu's Next Lifetime, courtesy of Caper. A little bit of a house,
house
thing going on with that.
I was digging that.
Before that, Imagine Nation Dandy's Hot Chip with a cover of The Boss. That's Bruce Springsteen, if you didn't know. With Dancing in the Dark. And that, of course, is going out to Courtney Cox.
Wherever she may be.
Yeah, if you're young, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Number one, you don't know who Courtney Cox is.
You might not know who Bruce Springsteen
Number
is.
Number two, you don't know what she has to do with Dancing in the Dark.
No.
And number three, you probably don't know who Bruce Springsteen is. But if you're our age, you know what I'm talking about. Except for you. To answer that question.
She's a young lady. She don't care about celebrities. This is before she was a celebrity, though.
M. Cody asked, wait, what are you talking about? I don't know. Courtney Cox of Friends fame. She's
She was in a video before she was a celebrity.
The first thing she was ever in was the Dancing in the Dark video, where Bruce Springsteen is performing on stage and he pulls her out of the crowd and she dances with him.
Really?
That was her debut.
Really?
Yes.
See, that's celebrity stuff.
Okay. Also,
covering her tracks.
Chromatics. With Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Which I was mad a little while ago because everyone says cover of Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun, which ignores the fact that her version of the song was in fact a cover itself. If you ask me who the hell originally did Girls Just Want to Have Fun,
it's a cover of a cover.
I can't tell you because the dude was really obscure dude. But it was actually a song by a guy.
He wanted girls to have fun.
He did. And the lyrics were slightly different, but same basic, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure he sang it from the perspective of a dude. Like, you know, all the lyrics, you know, Mother Dear, all that stuff, that he was, like, singing it as a guy who was going out because girls just want to have fun.
That's why I go out.
Whereas the Cyndi Lauper version of it kind of...
Cyndi Lauper was...
You know, did a 180 on that and made it sort of like a you know...
She was telling Captain Lou Albano,
I'm
going out and having some fun.
She was like, fuck you and your rubber band.
You need to get out there.
And again, if you're really young,
you have
no idea what we're talking about.
You don't even know those two songs. No. But for me, those are like some oddball covers. Dancing in the Dark and Girls Just Wanna Have Fun.
No, it was really, really weird. And we started off...
But hey, them shits work.
With Eyes Without a Face, of course, Billy Idol.
More people need to cover that
song. From Lush Life. You know, well,
this
sounds Eyes Without a Face.
Sounded fantastic.
Yeah, when I was listening to it in the car the other day, not that version, but the actual Billy Idol version, we were with our friend Nicole, who's actually the one that's working on the logo for me. But she was like, what is she saying? Because there's the female vocal on the song.
Mm-hmm. In the background there.
Yeah. And I was like, well, she's saying Eyes Without a Face in French. And that's one of those little things that, like, it's such a weird... And then that's basically the chorus of the song. You know what I'm saying? And it's so weird. And no one knew what that was. You know what I mean? Back in the day, if you were random American jerk face listening to Eyes Without a Face, you didn't know. Much less do you know what that's even a reference to. French film, like art house.
Billy Idol getting deep.
Yeah. So...
I was that shit sounded real smooth.
Oh, I love that song. Eyes Without a Face by Billy Idol and Don't Come Around Here No More by Tom Petty. Yo, that's for the 1980s.
Some good stuff right there. Some high quality.
You could throw in
some high quality.
throw in some other stuff. I'm not gonna get into that. Right? We can just do a show and play our '80s corner like we used to do with.
Yeah. There's songs that
when we were doing the Dusty Groove show.
Yeah, the '80s kind of get poo pooed on for being so poppy, but there's a lot of good strong songs.
During
that time.
That's you and I. That's our era.
Yeah.
You know, that's when we were kids. And, like we always do say that time frame of the 1980s was one of the things that kept our appreciation for music so broad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the weird British bands that were coming in at the time. You know, you had the, like the new romantic stuff. The
radio wasn't so. Yeah. You know,
you had electro.
It was crazy. You could play whatever.
You had new wave. You had people who were doing. I mean, like, Billy Idol is crazy because that's punk dude.
Yeah.
Generation X. And became, like, a huge pop star in the United States. It's crazy. which is crazy. You know, made, like, sort of weird, like Eyes Without a Face. Weird kind of electronic.
Yes. First,
you know, it was,
his name
what,
was first
like,
album
what
there.
Was that? What was that supposed to be?
Good shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something else. I can't.
No, we got
a blank.
I was just letting us have a pause because we always have one of those in like every show.
Have a nice lay pause.
We would take a little pause, look at each other.
It's not.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But I do think that's going to do it for another edition of Clandestine Transmission.
It's going to wrap it up.
It is. It is. It's going to wrap it up.
It's getting wrapped.
Yeah. Not in the Christmas wrapping paper.
No.
There are no snowflakes on our cups.
Only Christmas wrapping I want to hear is by the Waitresses. That's it.
I don't know. I'd take that Christmas wrap from Beat Street. That's a take.
I'll take the Christmas rap from Killer Mike and LP.
Oh, that's true. True.
That'll segue you into.
Indeed. We didn't even get to that. But
we'll get to that right now.
I think this actually relates to what I was just saying about like the sort of weird variedness of like 80s pop music. You know. When we were driving home today, listening to the new
Big Grams.
Yes, the new Big Grams. You know, I turned to Mike and I was like, not Big Mike, not Killer Mike.
M.I.C.
But
Mike.
But M.I.C. Mike. Turned to Mike and I was like, you know, did you ever think you would live in a world where LP was on the song? With the guy from Outkast, and we had a conversation about like if you would have told us in like 1996 when like Fun Crusher Plus was out, that guy is gonna be doing a record with the guy who made ATLiens,
right?
And then on top of it, and he's also gonna make an album made entirely out of cat noises. Like and it's gonna happen in like the same year, like a couple of weeks apart from each other.
Yeah,
we would have
20 years from now.
Nah, we would have slapped you in your face.
Yeah, that's to be have it be 2015 and have this dude putting out product and it being
pretty popular. I mean, just the fact that Big Boy managed to put out a decent album, like, because where the fuck have Big Boy and Andre 3000 been? Like, where is Andre 3000 right now? No one knows. Seclusion after the terrible Jimi Hendrix movie, says one M. Cody.
There you go.
I can't disagree with that. Yeah, you know, and like the fact that. Not only that, not only is Big Boy still active in the game and doing well.
Mm-hmm.
But LP
active in the game still, and doing well.
Is still active in the game. You know, he hasn't fallen off. Went and got Killer Mike. Making some of the best material of his career, basically. And I think that that's insane.
Yeah.
That's totally insane. And the fact that they, you know...
It's pretty crazy.
That then, you know, they can say, oh, yeah, Killer Mike goes with Big Boy. And Killer Mike also goes with LP. So let's get a song with... Or at this point now, it's the second time they've done it.
Mm-hmm.
A song with Big Boy, Killer Mike, and LP. You know, from the Killer Mike album that had like T.I. on it and stuff like I thought that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But this, it takes it to a whole other level. Because though, like I was saying in the car, the only way this was gonna happen would have been if Outkast had fallen on hard times and somehow ended up in 2015 signed to whatever iteration of like the raucous label that exists today, and you know, ended up on like Sound Bombing Volume 16 with that had a Company Flow song.
It's like,
on
hey,
it,
we're gonna, we were gonna, if Outkast was
because
gonna...
in that universe, Company Flow is still together. Like that's and yeah. And signed to Raucous apparently, which
Raucous still exists. Black
Star
is still
and
together.
And it's 100% owned by Rupert Murdoch.
Most Def isn't banned from.
Most Def is not banned from America.
Isn't
that is
banned
the,
from America.
That is the biggest. Crack of doo-doo. And I, you know, if I see one more person post that on Facebook and share it with the video of him getting waterboarded, like the two things have anything to do with each other, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind, Mike. I shit you not. Just stop with that, because it's not true. None of it's true.
Gotta pay his child support.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Still trying to live down being in that Spike Lee movie.
Oh man.
But yeah, on that note, we are gonna get on out of here, and we're gonna get on out of here on the notes of Big Grams. That's that's another thing. Big Grams itself is Big Boy and Fantagram. Which that shouldn't happen.
No, Fantagram's
like how'd that happen?
Wildly popular now. I wouldn't say widely pop, but I mean, they were like, we played like their little EPs and shit forever ago.
So,
and they just kept kind of bubbling up, and Big Boy heard one of their tracks and was like,
"Hey, I want
to." I mean, it's 2000. It's whatever.
I want to be part
with
of
social
that,
media.
Yeah.
Like, you hear a song now, if I, you know, you tweet that shit out, and then you know, hey, you can reach out and say, "Hey, let's record something." You know, dude, make some dope beats. So
you got a song.
Shit works.
With Big Boy from Outkast, Fantagram, Killer Mike, and LP all together.
There you go.
That's music in 2015, Mike. that's the clandestine transmission.
That is the clandestine transmission.
And you're gonna enjoy it. It's called Born to Shine, and it's from the self-titled Big Grams EP that just came out a couple weeks ago. Which is good. It's good stuff.
Dig it.
And it's going to take you on out of here for us here at the Clandestine Transmission and ImageIonation.com. If you got anything you want to say, hop on the Facebook, look us up. Don't look up the guy who stole our username. He is like a Lebanese guy.
Shut him down.
I'm going to figure something out to get the username back from him. But ImageIonation is on the Facebook. The link's on our website. Also, on Twitter, ImageIonation. That's ImageIonation on Twitter. As opposed to the correct spelling of ImageIonation. Because again, somebody stole the username on Twitter too. It sucks. Get at me on Twitter, Elketer, ElKeter. And enjoy this song that's coming up next. And we'll be back eventually.
Yes.
Until then,
peace.
We're out of here.
walk in. Ric Flairin', long fur coat wearing, Rolex rocking, silk shirt wearing, silk socks in. Balls need to breathe, so bitch, the draw's cotton. Cause you gon' suck me when you leave in a big Benza on the Windsors with your homegirl, LaQuinta, who said she never did, but she would try it. And now she higher than the fucking highest. She jet setting, more wetting, the God blesses. Against him prospers no weapon. Champagning, campaigning, gator shoes high stepping. My dopey eyes just hide behind my Dita frame. I heard this nigga say he don't like me, well, he the lame.
It's not your fault, baby. We were just here born to shine.
I walk with a spot on me. My life's a sax solo. The neon sign fits when I pass it all slow-mo. You don't give the nod, you'd rather not even know me. Cause even me existing is killing your bitch mojo. I dance like a JoJo, a blow, I cut a rug to a hoe. Polo undies got my nuts in a choke. My mouth is stuck in the smoke. The jukebox cut off without coins, I'm a magical bloke. A barracuda you chuck for the simple fact that you don't know how to float. Another tragedy aborted, I'm a bad news bear, babe. I'm armed with a hanger of coats, you get bold. Now your mom's got a new lease on life, a new hope.
It's not your fault, baby. We were just here born to shine.
A nigga like me just pull up, Flight Club, foreign or domestic, international player, but also locally respected. Savannah chitlin', pimpin', drippin' and stinkin' like the juice do. Since baby needed Pampers and that Lincoln needed them new shoes. Make them call me BB King because I get that bitch the blues. Now she down on bitted knee because she wanna lick the jewels. And I'm slick, bout to run up in her smooth with this dick. Take a couple Polaroids to capture the moment. Now she's caught up in the rapture of this Mac and where your hoe went. In the back of the Cadillac, she gaggin' ass and tits showing. As a matter of fact, I'm about to splash her with this Billy Ocean. Watch her rub it on her face, I called it Johnson's
baby lotion.
It's not your fault, baby. We were just here born to